This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and it is brilliant to have you with us once again today. And we're going to be talking some swimming on today's podcast. I had some great feedback from yesterday's show. If you haven't listened to it yet, please do go back and listen to it. Fantastic, fantastic story that I got to share yesterday. Jody Browning's story and some great inspiration coming out of that one as well about overcoming challenges and the like. So make sure you go back and listen to that podcast. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be touching base with Julie Dunkel. To find out some of the things that she's done to get better in the water. And just a quick heads up, I've also been talking about something I'm working on here at the Kona Edge, and I'm super excited to be able to share it with you. If you want to check some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that I'm up to, you can head over to social media, okay? Just search for The Kona Edge across the various platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Going to be posting a couple of pics of some of the things I'm busy working on, and you can get a sneak peek to see what it is that I am up to. And also, if you haven't joined our online club on Strava, it's free. You can now just head over to thekonaedge.com/Strava and come hang out there as well. Some big miles being put in there, I can tell you that much. That's thekonaedge.com/Strava. It's time for our Coach's Corner. Are you new to triathlon and unsure where to start? Or even put off by the cost, information, and all the different levels of tiered coaching services? Well, Sense Fitness is too. And Sense Fitness is for age groupers led by age groupers. Sense Fitness coaches are certified through USAT and Precision Nutrition to help you perform your best physically and mentally throughout training and on race day. No matter where you live, if you have big triathlon goals, they'll be able to help you accomplish them. They know the costs associated with triathlon can be steep, and that's why they offer affordable pricing starting at just $120 per month. You won't find this level of customer service, customized training plans, and expert nutrition coaching specific to your goals for one affordable price anywhere else. Visit SenseFitness.com to learn more. That's S-E-N-S Fitness.com. Sense Fitness, strength, endurance, nutrition, solutions for life. If you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you'd like to find out more about Sense Fitness, you can click straight through from that page as well. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. You're listening to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming. We head back to California now to catch up with Julie Dunkel. Julie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Julie, you've got a bit of an unfair advantage when it comes to triathlon. You come from a very strong competitive swimming background. And for a lot of people getting into the sport, that is the scariest. Even though it's the shortest of the disciplines, it's the scariest of the three. It's come pretty easily to you. You've obviously had to work hard at it over the years, but you're very comfortable in the water.
Yes. Swimming from the time I was four, definitely. If you talk about the 10,000 hour, method, I've done that and more. So the swimming piece is definitely not an issue for me, and it's my favorite part. I just wish it was twice as long.
And at the end.
Right. That would be a game changer. That would be a game changer. I could swim people down.
Judy, what is it that, for you, obviously it's like you say, you've been doing this for as long as you can remember, but are there a couple of things that you think you've done in the water that has really improved your performance over time?
Oh, absolutely. The first 6 years in this sport, I swam independently. I figured I'd swim my whole life. I can write workouts. My coaches gave me workouts, and I know how to push myself in the pool. But in the last 3 years, I joined a competitive master swimming program, and I've dropped my swim times by 3 to 4 minutes in an Ironman. And that's because it's the group that pushes you harder. And I think regardless of your level, every single person, if you're looking to qualify for Kona, whether you know you're a hour swimmer, an hour 30 swimmer, 2 hour swimmer, you need to be in a master's program just to get the stimulus and training that you can't do on your own.
You mentioned in our first chat that's often, I mean, when I asked you about what it takes to qualify, and you say people think they're training harder than they actually are, and a master's is exactly that. I mean, if you're swimming on your own, you're not really pushing yourself as hard as you should be. It's only when you really get into a master's group swimming with people who are better swimmers than you, and that you really get pushed to your limits, and that's where the improvements come.
Oh, absolutely. It's even if you're training with a watch and a clock, if you're doing a set of 10 200s and you start to fall off and you miss the interval and you're by yourself, that happens. But when you're in a lane with 3, 4, 5 people with a coach on deck, the stimulation to go harder, to not drop out is so much more, you know, so much more intact. And I understand that it's really intimidating to a lot of swimmers, but I think if you have the ability to find a program where you just go up and talk to the coach, tell them you're intimidated. I think in most cases, you'll get a benefit or even find a group to train with.
Mm. As far as keeping things fresh in the water, what I found, I mean, I swam quite a bit as a youngster as well, and I get bored really quickly in the pool, and I don't know if this is something you struggle with coming from a swimming background, but how do you keep things fresh in the water? What are some of the things you love doing to sort of keep yourself engaged and interested?
You know, it is easy to get really bored in the pool. And I think it's having just a wide range of sets that you do. So there's not, you know, there's some repetition in sets that might be a test set, but really breaking up the week into different stimuluses, some short and fast 25s and 50s with a lot of rest, to like a long endurance aerobic swim, to sometimes when things get really stale, do some swimming with paddles and fins. It's a ton of fun. It's a highly anaerobic workout. And don't, you know, I say, don't be afraid to mix the toys in when you get bored, meaning paddles and fins and bands and buoys, and do what it takes to keep yourself moving and motivated.
What is your favorite workout to do in the pool?
You know, I'm not sure I would call it my favorite, but it's 5 800s, and you do an 800 warm up, and then the next 800 is 600 easy, 200 fast. Then you go 400 easy, 400 fast, 200 easy, 600 fast, and then 800 fast. And for me, it's a classic Ironman workout, and it's easy. You know, you can watch the clock when you're swimming. And when everything is clicking, it's just a magical workout, because if you get out of the water from that and think, you know, I am so ready for this.
One thing you also mentioned in the build-up to Kona 2017 is you did a couple of really big blocks of training, a lot more than what you would normally do in a week. Is that something you do consistently year in and year out before a big race, or was it something you did specifically for Kona 2017 and found that it really helped a lot?
So that was new this year, and I think it really did help a lot. I did it coming after the race where I qualified, where you kind of need some recovery time anyway, and I did about 3 weeks of 25 to 30K. And what I noticed for me is that it moved my sort of base interval, my 100 time, by like 3 to 4 seconds. And I was able to maintain that through the rest of the season. And so, I think it's something I'm going to have my athletes do, and something that I think I will do on a regular basis. It mixes up the training in a long season, and I think it gives you just a big bump in fitness. And then you can maintain it going back to your regular swimming. So yeah, that was new and it was great.
As far as sort of the athletes you work with and people you see swimming, what would you say is the biggest couple of mistakes that you see triathletes making in the water that they could fix pretty easily and would make a fairly big difference to their overall swim performance?
First one is swimming with a pool buoy all the time with the mindset of, oh, I race Ironman with a wetsuit, so I'm going to have my legs, elevated anyway. A big, big part of swimming is engaging and using your core. And every time you swim with a pool buoy, your core just completely falls apart and it just relaxes. So that's a big one of like, use the pool buoy when you have paddles on for a specific pulling set, but to use it as a crutch, especially for the more muscular, leaner people, it takes work to keep your feet up. And so you've got to have your feet breaking the surface on every single kick. That's what gives you the body position. That's really, really critical in swimming. So that's one of the biggest things I see. The second thing I see is not doing a lot of work with paddles. Paddles is strength workout in the pool. So it's doing some hard sets using paddles where you're really building strength and, you know, pushing your arms to that level of fatigue the way that you do in a, you know, maybe a track workout or some intervals on the bike. And then I guess the third piece is getting a swim assessment, getting most places you can get somebody to take a look at your swim stroke above and below the water. And, you know, probably the number one thing people are doing is dropping their elbow, which means they don't have a catch, which means you're losing the power part of the swim. So it's really hard to look at videos and decide that's what you need to do. So invest, what you would invest in a new pair of running shoes, invest in some good swim feedback and then work on it. You can't just take three swim sessions and go back to masters and think it's going to change. It's a commitment. Now's the time to do it. When in between races or your off season is when you want to do that.
Absolutely. Well, Julia, it's been great catching up once again. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
Cheers. Thanks.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com.
And that is about it for this
indoor.
Episode of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Julie for sharing her
indoor swim
tips with us here today. This is a bit out of left field. You may have heard me, and I speak about the race often here on the podcast, the Comrades Marathon, which is, if you don't know, a pretty epic ultra marathon, running marathon here in South Africa. It takes place annually. If you are into ultras, it's definitely one you need to put on your bucket list, okay? But if you are running it this year, takes place in June, first weekend in June this year, on Monday night, this coming Monday evening. It is the 22nd of January. Myself and the official Comrades Marathon coach are going to be hosting a webinar. It's free, and we're going to be chatting about what you should be doing right now, talking about just Comrades and getting there and making sure that we help you get your medal in 2018. We're going to be doing one of those a month in the build-up to Comrades, and then 1 2 weeks before we'll be focusing just on race day. So if it is a race that you're interested in, or if you are running it this year, please come and join us on that webinar. Absolutely free. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/Comrades, Comrades, and that'll take you through to the registration page. It's thekonaedge.com/comrades. I've put together a little special link for you. It'll just kick you straight to the registration page. I look forward to catching up on Monday. It's going to be very interactive, so if you are running it, please do come and hang out with us. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.